This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Coming up, we'll be talking with wrestler Little Kato. But first, a man from Phoenix was arrested for helping plan the shooting at a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas last month. The 43-year-old man hosted the two men in his home beginning in January and provided the guns they used in the shooting, allegedly. Both men were killed during the attempted attack. The FBI says the man wanted to join ISIS and also wanted to attack the Super Bowl in the name of Islam. The Treasury Department announces that it will replace Alexander Hamilton on the $10 bill with a woman. The new bill will be released in 2020 to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. In a video posted to a new website dedicated to the project, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said the $10 bill was chosen for replacement because it had already been picked in 2013 for redesign in order to address security and counterfeiting concerns. Besides accepting comments on the website, officials will conduct roundtable discussions, town halls, and other meetings in order to collect ideas for the redesign. Teenagers are losing confidence in the American dream. Researchers surveyed high school seniors in 1996 and high school seniors in 2011. They found teens in the 90s were more likely to believe they could get ahead in life and make more money with hard work. But teens today were less likely to believe in the American dream, but also were more likely to say money made people happier. According to a new survey, Americans are among the worst behaved tourists. A travel site polled American, British, Chinese, Canadian, and German travelers on a set of 8 travel no-nos and found that Americans were the worst offenders. More Americans admitted to peeing in the pool and leaving without paying their bill while on vacation. They were also more likely to admit to stealing things from hotels. More women are not shaving their armpit hair. Females, including celebrities like Miley Cyrus, are proudly showing off their growth on Instagram and YouTube. There was even an armpit hair competition with prizes that included condoms and a vibrator to protest social pressure on women to shave their armpits. Scientists are working on genetically modifying animals so they can be used as weapons. America's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has funded research into methods that can let humans control insects and mammals through electronic impulses to the brain with surprising success. Researchers are already able to hijack the brains of beetles and order them to stop, start, and turn. And scientists in Korea have used viruses to deliver payloads of jellyfish genes to felines, thereby creating glow-in-the-dark cats. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush made it official this week. He's running for the Republican nomination for president. Bush made the announcement at a rally in Miami on Monday with his mom, former First Lady Barbara Bush, in attendance. He joins a crowded Republican field, which includes good friend Senator Marco Rubio, who Bush helped mentor. And of course, Donald Trump announced this week that he's running for the Republican nomination for president. He says he'll release a summary of his assets that total about $9 billion. The document will provide a valuation of his hotels and other properties. It will also show hundreds of millions in cash on hand and an outline of his debts. If the $9 billion number is accurate, Trump's declared assets are more than double the estimate of his net worth by Forbes, which stands at $4.1 billion. A goal of Trump's camp is to make the cut for the Republican primary debates this summer and fall, which means he'll have to have his election paperwork filed. You might see Little Kato performing at minor league ballparks around the country this summer. He represents a company called Half Pint Brawler, and he still calls himself a midget wrestler.
I'm doing good, brother. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How did you get into this business of wrestling?
Well, it's a family thing. My father was a professional midget wrestler many years ago in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So it's in the family.
So you were destined to do this right off the bat, you think?
Well, I wouldn't say right off the bat, but I graduated from high school. I didn't take school real seriously, and I had other jobs, but then I just decided that wasn't something I wanted to do, and I wanted to follow in my father's footsteps.
So keeping the family tradition alive, huh?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a good business. I've been doing it now for 29 years, so I've seen a lot of the world, and I've paid my bills for 29 years, so it's been good to me.
Yeah, and your father was successful as well?
Yes, he was, yes.
And growing up and watching him wrestle, you were inspired to say, well, I could do that too, right?
Well, yeah, you know, at first I loved playing sports in school, and I really didn't think about wrestling too much. But as I got older and I seen all the other little guys doing it, I definitely thought for sure I could do it.
You said midget wrestling. Is that something that is acceptable terminology?
In my book, it is. Nowadays, you know, these people around the country are getting so politically correct that the word midget is sometimes being compared to the N-word for a black person, and I totally disagree with it. I think it should be a little person's choice what they'd rather be referred to as. Of course, I want to be called by my name, but if you don't know me by name and you see me somewhere, I don't have a problem with somebody using the word midget. I prefer that word. I do not like the word dwarf.
How about little person?
That's okay if that's what you want to, you know, refer us to as a little person, but I'm a midget wrestler, and, you know, when I grew up in the 60s and 70s, the word midget was okay then. I'm old school, and it's still okay with me. Like I said, I don't like the word dwarf. To me, the word dwarf sounds like you're deformed and stuff, and I'm by no means deformed.
You're just a smaller person than the average man.
Right, and you know, I respect the other little person's choice. If they don't like the word midget, I respect that. If they want to be referred to as a dwarf or a little person, I totally respect what they want to be called. And I just want the same respect from other little people, and too many other little people try to tell the other little person how to think. And listen, we're all individuals, whether you're tall, small, doesn't matter. We all have our own minds, and we all think. At home. We don't all think alike.
Roughly, how many people are wrestling in the United States that would fall under the midget wrestling category?
Well, actually, there's quite a few right now. There's you know, there's about three or four different midget wrestling companies, and there's quite a few out there, believe it or not.
And so do you wrestle the same people on a regular basis, or does it change up?
It changes up sometimes, but I wrestle beautiful Bobby Dean all over the country, and I've wrestled other little guys. It's just... It just depends.
Now, this is not like the WWE or professional wrestling where it's all prearranged how it's going to go?
This is like WWE stuff. This is entertainment. What we do is entertainment just like WWE.
And so when you perform this weekend, what will that involve? How many people?
It's just one match, myself against beautiful Bobby Dean. He's current Midget World Champion. And it's just one match, 30-minute time limit for the Midget World Championship.
And so what's your approach to this match coming up?
My approach to this match coming up is to get the win, finally. I've wrestled him a couple times this year and still haven't beat him. But we just want to put on a good show for the people and let them see that that we're also athletes, too. It's, you know, we take our business seriously, just like the big guys do. And we just want people to come out and enjoy some good entertainment and go home happy.
So you say there's a 30-minute time limit. Is that usually how long you wrestle for?
No, not really. It's just if it exceeds 30, then it's a draw. But no, it's, you know, a match can last anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes.
Obviously, it's a physical output. I guess you have to stay in pretty good shape to do this, right?
Well, yeah, it'd be best to. I'll tell you what, I've been doing it 29 years. I've had one neck surgery. Probably should have another one, and it's just, you know, people call it fake, and you can call it whatever you want, but when you slam somebody on that mat and you take all these bumps over the years, there's nothing fake about it.
Yeah, how long does it take you to recover before you can wrestle again?
Well, I tell you what, I'm doing it every weekend this summer, and I pretty much need, because I'm getting up there in age, I don't want to reveal how old I am, but I've been wrestling 29 years, so that'll tell you a little bit. It takes me almost all week to get ready. I feel like a football player.
Right, well, that's what I mean. It's physical exertion, and like you say, you're being slammed into the mat and so forth, and the other guy's jumping on you, so that's got to take a toll.
It does, and the older you get, of course, the longer it takes to recuperate. You know, I see a lot of these young little guys, these midget wrestlers out there, and they take bump after bump after bump, and I did too when I was young, and I still do. But I'm looking at them, and they're in their early 20s, and I'm thinking, boy, the rate they're going, I don't see how they can make it another 10, 15 years in it.
Now, you wrestle all over the country, right?
I do, just somewhere every weekend.
And is there a place we can go to see your schedule and that kind of thing?
Well, I wrestle for the Half Pint Brawlers, and this is not a Half Pint Brawler show. This is a show that I do with the minor league teams. I've been doing that for several years now, but most of the time we wrestle for a group called the Half Pint Brawlers. You can check out the website.
Terrific. And now, what's your signature move? Because most wrestlers have at least one move or hold or something that's identified with them.
I do martial arts in there, so I'm good with my legs. I can kick another little guy in the head real quick, like, and that's what I've been known to do over the years.
All right, so we got to watch your feet as well as your hands, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, little Kato, and it's K-A-T-O, right?
You got it, brother.
All right, we look forward to having you in town, and we hope that you come out unscathed, and maybe you come out the champion.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. Have a good day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And with wrestler Little Kato, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.